ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going in depth today with Vicki Snyder. She's the Executive Director of Basic Needs Incorporated of South Washington County, and I can't wait to learn more about this organization and about the wonderful things that they do. Vicki, so nice of you to come in today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking me to come.
So, Vicki, tell us a little bit about what Basic Needs is, maybe the history of it, please.
Yes. So the organization was formed by clergy in 1996, and they decided in the local community there to create a thrift store to help those in need.
So was it an ecumenical endeavor?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. And so it started in one of the churches and then eventually moved to where the current Norris Square is in Cottage Grove. And it ended up relocating in 2005 to a new location in 2006, where it was until 2021. And then we moved into a retail mall area, which has been a great move for our organization. So
how has it changed over the course of the last 25 years?
Yeah, so that's one of the interesting things. I mean, the organization was really focused on the thrift shop and providing vouchers for those in need, but COVID created a different sort of dynamic for our community, and we were looking at food packages and dinner packages, as well as starting free community pantries throughout the area. And so it then turned into a lot of work around sustainability, and I know that sounds like a weird shift, but the organization thrift store started doing a lot more recycling. We started to get into the food rescue world and started collecting food, and so that's where we ended today with our latest venture, which is our new free food market.
So this shift in what you do was because of what you saw in the marketplace. What are you seeing in Cottage Grove? Would you say that it's similar to Hastings, or do you feel it's different, or what do you think?
I think that the need right now has actually increased across a lot of communities, and where I see it is folks are having to make choices about, okay, gas is how much a gallon, utilities are so much, if they own a house, property taxes have increased 20%, and having to make choices about where they're going to spend their money. I'm seeing more people that are becoming homeless, unfortunately seeing a lot more seniors becoming homeless just because of fixed incomes and not being able to afford the housing and or the living in our area. So,
what are some of the challenges of Cottage Grove in particular?
We are seeing a lot of folks that are struggling with food. And so what do I mean by that? They're having to make some choices because they don't qualify for the emergency support that's out there through the government-sponsored pieces. So, and I believe there's a number out there that says like 29% of the state folks do not qualify for that. And that's a huge number when you start to look at it. And I think that number is actually increasing. And that's another reason why we wanted to start this market, which, again, I want to make sure I give credit to Open Cupboard, who we partnered with to develop it.
Well, tell us about that development.
So I have been so interested in food rescue anyway for some time.
Because, and if people don't know what that means, can you explain it? Thank
you. You bet. And so what that is it's food that is still good and that grocery stores, restaurants, and others have in the past been just throwing away. And it's still good. And so we are working with, partnered with Second Harvest now, but prior to that, we were working with Open Cupboard to find out what they were doing. And they had two markets called Today's Harvest. Now they only have one of them because they are looking at a second location. And I went to that location about three times to see what they offered, and it got me very excited. And so was very thrilled when our board of directors approved it last year and we were able to make it a reality this year.
So what exactly did you glean from this? What does it look like in Cottage Grove?
So as far as the market goes, I can tell you we are seeing about 150 families a day And those families are getting approximately 15 to 20 pounds of free food. Again, no eligibility requirements, no waiting. The beauty of it is they can come every day. And this is food that's been rescued. We're rescuing between 2,000 and 3,000 pounds a day from the local grocery stores and then distributing it free to our community.
And how do you do that? What is your infrastructure to make that happen?
Well, we did apply for a lot of grants to be able to get this done. But in addition, the state and the counties had a little more money this year, as you may have heard, to be able to help organizations like ourselves be able to do something like this and address food insecurity. So we did have to get freezers. We had to get coolers. We had to get scales so that people can weigh on the way out. So when they check out, it's just a matter of getting their phone number, who's in their family, the zip code, and the weight. Very simple.
So what kinds of things can people get and what kinds of things are you rescuing?
We are rescuing dairy products such as milk, yogurt, I guess you'd call eggs that as well because they're always in that area, sour cream, cottage cheese, all kinds of vegetables, produce. Yesterday we had pears, apples, limes, tomatoes, potatoes, yams, those kinds of things. Protein, we call it protein because sometimes it's a pizza or sometimes it's pork chops. So that's one of the areas where we might limit it, but if they wanted to, they come every day and get dinner if they wanted to because we have a protein they can get every day. So,
well, to go from zero to what you're doing right now as far as the rescuing of food, what does that look like? Is it volunteer driven? What are you doing?
Yes, it is a very heavy volunteer piece. And so we are looking to hire a food market manager, but it is really powered by our volunteers. So we have volunteers that go to each of the different grocery stores, and sometimes they have to go twice, make two pickups because it's a lot of food that they're picking up. And then they bring it back, we weigh it, track it, put it into our freezer, stock it. Last I knew, and I wish Kim were here because she'd tell me for sure, but we had between 25 and 35 volunteers that are really active in supporting that infrastructure and business. So,
and who is Kim, please?
Kim is our volunteer coordinator who has been amazing. I don't know what I would do without her being there because her experience both in her previous life as an executive director for a nonprofit and now being partially retired, those skills have been amazing in getting volunteers, as well as I think she's been really passionate about this kind of work with food insecurity. I think it speaks to her.
You mentioned that you have these dope places that you pick up food. Do you want to give a shout out to some
of
them, please?
Yes. So right now we're currently working with Cub Foods in Cottage Grove, Hy-Vee, Walmart, and Target. We do from time to time work with Tanucci's in Newport because sometimes they end up with a lot of food that's catered that's not used, as well as Supermom's, 7-Eleven. I'm not sure what name they go by these days. We get donuts and things from them. Starbucks, we get items from as well. We hope to expand with some of the other gas stations at some point, but you will have to train them how they do that because, like sandwiches in some areas, every 2 hours, if they're not sold, they get thrown out. And so if we can catch them, have them freeze them, then we can pick them up every day.
Boy, it really is a well-oiled machine, it sounds like.
Yes. Again, we really have to thank Open Cover because they trained us, they guided us, shared their policies with us, as well as Second Harvest. They've been amazing as well.
And Second Harvest, explain how you are able to buy more food per pound from them than you and I could just go to the grocery store and do so.
Yeah, so we, being signed with Second Harvest, first of all, it allows you access to food that's been donated or there are grants for. So what does that mean? So for example, currently 1 gallon milk and 1/2 gallon of milk are on grant. So we get those for free. And so if we need 15 cases, we get 15 cases of milk for free. We also get things that are donated. So for example, 50 pound bags of potatoes might cost us 40 cents. And so, you know, we just put in an order for 900 pounds and the whole order was, I think, $2.50. And so we have to make a minimum 500 pounds, but just think of the value of what the dollar does when partnered with a food bank like Second Harvest. So
your organization has really grown in the 25 years.
It has. It's gone from a $180,000 a year organization to we are at almost $500,000 right now.
And what are some of the things that you're most proud of?
You know, I think we have been very flexible. For example, during COVID, and I do have to give my store manager at the time, Joanna, Dr. Harris, a lot of kudos for that because, and she's no longer with us, but at the time, she's like, we've got to do something. And so we proceeded down this path of we donated bread out our donation bay at the thrift store so people could come every day to get bread. Okay, we also provided the meal packages. Then we did a summer camp, which was a weekly activity packet. We'd give a package out every week to the families. They'd come back every week with the next week's package. And then at the end, we had an ice cream social. We did a Halloween drive-through. We did a Winter Wonderland drive-through. And so we were trying to be as creative as we could while everybody was locked up to try and get people out and be safe, but still get people to enjoy the holidays because we weren't sure what that was going to look like.
So as far as your thrift store, is that still up and running?
It is. So we did move to this new retail location in 21, and it was a very good move for us.
And where's that located, please?
That is located at 6990 80th Street in Cottage Grove. It is right next to the Ace Hardware that's in that area there. Our first year there, our sales grew 63%. This is our second year, and they are leading another 30% on top of last year. Now, that's really speaks to the economy as well. We try and keep our pricing below our competitors out in the market on purpose so we can remain affordable. And we've seen that increase in sales as a result of both.
And the thrift store, we can find what? Is it clothing or is it household goods? What kind of stuff is it?
Everything. Oh. So we have furniture, we have home improvement items, we have dresses, all kinds of clothing, books, DVDs, linens, and home decor, dishes, cookware. We're seeing this huge increase in folks that have been homeless and now finding a place to stay. And so we have been providing vouchers for those folks, and they are needing a lot of those household type items, the kitchenware, the linens, and those sorts of things, dining room tables, dressers, and whatnot. And so we're giving those out for free to those folks.
You know, which is nice to hear because we have a wonderful space in Hastings called Hastings Family Service.
Yes.
But I don't think they take large pieces like that.
They don't. And Amy and that team has done a great job running that organization as well. And I know when I called them about the food market, you know, I wanted to make sure we were not, you know, stepping on their toes and whatever. And we're not. It's just supplementing the work that they do as well because they're providing 2-week solution while ours is a 1 to 2 day supplemental amount of food. So
Vicki, again, if people are interested, maybe there's somebody listening that they're cleaning out somebody's home or they themselves are looking to furnish a home, what kinds of things don't you take?
That's a good question. So there are things like electronics. When I say that, sometimes computers.
They become antiquated so quickly.
They do, and we just don't always have the way to test them. Bread makers. We get lots of bread makers. We really don't need any bread makers.
Remember bread makers?
Oh, they were the thing.
Oh, I'm reminiscing about them.
Yeah, exactly. But the whole list of items that we don't take is on our website, which is basicneedsmn.org. Under the donation tab, there is a list of everything that we don't take so that folks can go there to look. We are right now on a hold on furniture because we don't have room for it.
Okay.
So we've been telling folks we're going to hold off on furniture for right now. However, if we find someone that does have furniture, like one of our churches, St. Luke's, had couches recently, but we couldn't take them. We had a client that needed them. We connected them together so they could get it.
So it didn't even pass through you?
Didn't even pass through us, but we were a contact point and we connected them.
That is great to hear. So you do take furniture. What about TVs?
They have to be a flat panel.
Okay.
They can't be a CRT.
Sure.
And then, you know, if those things come in, we do have the Environmental Center's flyer for that we distribute and say, just so you know, this can be dropped off for free at the Environmental Center. We don't take it, but at least we give them an option of where to go.
So tell us a little bit about your location for your food. Is that the same as your thrift store?
No, we attempted to try and get as close to that location as we could, but we didn't. We're at 8475 East Point Douglas Road in Cottage Grove. We're right in the center of all of the grocery stores. A landmark is Papa Murphy's or Burger King. You've you've got Cub Kitty Corner, you've got Hy-Vee just down the street, Walmart just down. They're all less than a mile from us. And so that's been really convenient for us as well, because a trip is maybe 10 minutes, if that.
What does a food appointment consist of?
So what happens is folks come into the store and we greet them and we ask them if they're familiar with our process. And if they're not familiar, we walk them through what each of the different areas mean. So what do I mean by that? So each, there are different stations, and there is a little food basket above each station that has maybe the number one, maybe the number two. And what that means is each client is, they're allowed one or two or whatever that number is from each of those different stations. Now some folks, because they come every day, they sometimes forget they have to look at that. So they maybe one day they could have four loaves of bread. Now we've changed it down to two because we don't have a lot. And so sometimes we just have to remind them and educate them that, oh, I'm not sure if you saw the sign today, but we changed the number to two, that sort of thing. And so once they've gone to every station, then they go to the scale. They just put their card up on the scale. They have a screen. We have touchless computers there where they can, they're a first-time shopper or they're a repeat shopper, where they put their phone number in, again, their makeup of their household, how many are this age, how many are this age, their zip code. They hit continue. The weight from that cart is put into the software and they are done.
So is there a weight limit?
Well, it really depends. We try and stay between 15 and 20 pounds, but when we have tons and tons of bananas and we want to find homes for them, then we say unlimited. And so that 15 to 20 kind of goes out the window, because we don't want the bananas rotting, and or the onions. I think onions have been as many as you want lately too, because they're starting to grow little green stems out. So it's important that we find homes for that food, and so sometimes we lift those limits.
And would you please again tell us about the eligibility?
There are no eligibility requirements. So a couple of things that we've heard from our community. Do you have to live in Cottage Grove? No. We are currently serving 46 zip codes around our community, as far north as Forest Lake, Delbo, far south as Farmington, Lakeville, Red Wing. Our main communities that we serve are Hastings, St. Paul Park, Newport, and Cottage Grove. So secondly, again, no eligibility requirements. We don't want to see what your income is for the year or any of that sort of thing. It is first come, first serve. We say there's no appointment needed. However, for example, yesterday we had a line waiting to get in. We can only have 9 people that can shop at a time right now. The others have to wait. And then those that start coming in after that, we give them a pager for them to sit in their car. And then once the pager comes off and we have a cart ready, then they can come in and shop.
Vicki, you're doing good things.
We're pretty excited about all of this.
Yes. It's really, really a great program, it sounds like, and a great organization. Vicki Snyder, she's the executive director of Basic Needs, Inc., of South Washington County. Vicki, if people want to learn more, how could they do that, please?
They can go to our website, which is basicneedsmn.org. They can also email me at execdir@basicneedsmn.org. Or they can look at our Facebook page, which is under Basic Needs MN. We post something new every day there.
And you always are looking for volunteers.
Always at our thrift store for events, event planning, and our food market.
Great to meet you. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for asking me.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you.